recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592, and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, good morning. This is Arthur Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning, Andrew Skousen. And we'll be going over this week's World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you again.
You go right ahead, and what are we going to be covering this morning?
Great. Well, there's quite a few stories in the brief, as usual. The top story this week is about China and their aggressiveness at sea. Chinese naval ship has harassed a U.S. guided missile cruiser operating in the South China Sea earlier this month, as the Chinese are asserting themselves even more belligerently at sea as they have previously in the air. The U.S. mainstream media was quick to recite the Chinese statement that their ship, quote, properly handled the encounter, end quote. But the fact remains that at less than 100 yards, it cut across the bow of the USS Cowpen, forcing her to take evasive action. All this was in international waters, but in the same area, China is claiming sovereignty over the airspace. For China, one move of aggression is meant to bolster another related move. And those moves are coming fast and furious now as China beefs up her Blue Water Navy, a vital prerequisite in her war plan for World War III. Brazenly, the Chinese media tried to blame the incident on the U.S. ship. But the Cowpens was not maneuvering, it was maintaining a straight course ahead when the Chinese ship turned to cross in front dangerously close. This isn't the first time that the Chinese have tried this stunt, but they have always seemed to get away with it since the U.S. is so intent on not standing up to Chinese aggression. The Cowpens was conducting surveillance of the Liaoning, Chinese first carrier, at the time of the incident. Other incidents between the U.S. and China have been over intelligence gathering. China is obviously trying to stop the U.S. from gathering technical data on its new ships and equipment. Bill Gertz of the Free Beacon related another example of this back in June when the U.S. was conducting surveillance on new Chinese submarines just entering service. He says, quote, the U.S. intelligence gathering ship USNS Impeccable came under Chinese naval harassment from a Chinese maritime surveillance ship, part of Beijing's quasi-military maritime patrol craft, in June. During that incident, the Chinese ship warned the Navy ship it was operating illegally despite sailing in international waters. The Chinese demanded that the ship first obtain permission before sailing in the area that was more than 100 miles from China's coast. The U.S. military has been stepping up surveillance of China's naval forces, including the growing submarine fleet, as part of the U.S. policy of rebalancing forces to the Pacific. The Impeccable was harassed in March 2009 by five Chinese ships that followed it and sprayed it with water hoses in an effort to thwart its operations. A second spy ship, the USNS Victorious, also came under Chinese maritime harassment several years ago. Joel inserts, General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and yes-man to the pro-China policy of the Obama administration, could only utter a mild reply in response to this harassment, saying it, quote, increases the risk of a military miscalculation, end quote. Trouble is, Joel says, it's not a miscalculation on China's part. These actions are purposeful. Continuing the Bill Gertz quote, Bill Gertz of the Free Beacon quoted a naval expert as saying, quote, the encounter appears to be part of a pattern of Chinese political signaling that it will not accept the presence of American military power in its East Asian theater of influence. China has spent the last 20 years building up its navy and now feels that it can use it to obtain its political objectives. Joel says, and those objectives are not limited to regional hegemony. Continuing the quote, Admiral Samuel Locklear, when asked last summer about increased Chinese naval activities near Guam and Hawaii in retaliation for a U.S. ship-based spying on China, said the dispute involves different interpretations of controlled waters. Locklear, who is known for his conciliatory views toward the Chinese military, sought to play down recent disputes. When asked if the Chinese activities were troubling, he said, I would say it's not provocative, certainly. I'd say that in the Asia-Pacific, in the areas that are closer to the Chinese homeland, that we have been able to conduct operations around each other in a very professional and increasingly professional manner, end quote. Joel says, how do you prepare for a world war with admirals like this? But he is just a yes-man like all the top brass in the U.S. military. As Gertz noted, despite China's shoot-down of spy planes and harassing ships, quote, the Pentagon and U.S. Pacific Command have sought to develop closer ties to the Chinese military as part of the Obama administration's Asia pivot policy. Joel says, naturally, China's military has shown limited interest in closer ties, except as they allow increased, quote-unquote, joint actions with the U.S. military that basically amount to free spying. Surprisingly, when Congress held hearings on the recent Chinese confrontation, they got some good advice. According to Press TV, one of the few who covered the hearing, they said, quote, the U.S. military needs a specific war plan designed to counter China, especially after its recent declaration of an air defense zone over the East China Sea, a group of defense analysts advised a congressional panel. The defense analysts told the U.S. House Armed Services Sea Power and Projection Forces Subcommittee on Wednesday that the Pentagon should begin a massive arms buildup, including additional nuclear submarines and long-range anti-ship missiles for a possible confrontation with China. Chinese leaders are ambitious, and they are moving toward greater power status. The U.S. is not taking this possibility as seriously as it should, Seth Cropsey, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, told the subcommittee, according to DoD Buzz. To respond to this threat, he added, the U.S. needs to devise a more focused war plan for China, end quote. Joel says, I'll guarantee you that nothing will come of this hearing. So determined are the globalists to not be ready for this next war. Meanwhile, China has done a successful flight test of a new long-range ballistic missile, the DF-41. It's a road mobile missile capable of delivering multiple warheads, i.e. a MIRV capable. Capable of delivering these multiple warheads to targets in the U.S., it undermines China's claim that it has no intention of ever launching a first strike. Bill Gertz said this, quote, the DF-41, with its range of between 6,835 miles and 7,456 miles and an expected multiple warhead capability, is viewed as a potential quote-unquote first strike weapon, or a weapon capable of carrying out a surprise nuclear attack that would knock out an enemy's arsenal and limit its counterstrike capability. End quote. Well, there you have it, Dr. Stan. That's the latest news about China.
And I really think that people have to understand really how the world really works. When you go back, who funded communism in Russia from its inception? We did. We wanted an enemy. Who funds the current terrorist movement throughout the world? We're funding it. We're funding it in Syria. And we're actually preparing to create a war with China in the future.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662. Offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and basically we're preparing for a war with China. We are certainly giving them all sorts of economic advantages of why they can bring their products into America with low tariffs, whereas they put very high tariffs on American goods sent into China. We are doing everything we can to encourage many of our major manufacturers to shift over to China so that whether it be General Motors or Ford or the other companies over there will be able to produce military equipment for them down the line as we move towards World War III. It's not a matter of if, but when. So right ahead, Andrew. What's the next subject?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, the next story is a sister story to that about Russia's new missile and sub-deployment schedule. While Russia isn't directly confronting the U.S. military openly, as China is beginning to, her moves are still in the making. What's happening in the Ukraine has been a central part of Russian strategy to maintain military access to the Black Sea, her only viable warm water port. Russia just made sure the Ukraine will stay within its orbit by paying a $15 billion bribe to the Ukraine to not enter into a trade agreement with the EU. And that doesn't count the other threats they made to the Ukraine, like shutting off Ukraine's supply of subsidized natural gas from Russia. In the military realm, Russia is still in full rearmament mode. There are several news stories this week that brought that into sharp focus for those who are interested, which doesn't seem to include our government, always eager for more disarmament. Paul Joseph Watson of Infowars.com has the story. Quote, Russia's Strategic Missile Force commander announced today that Moscow plans to develop rail-mounted nuclear missile as a defense measure against the United States' prompt Global Strike missile program. The benefits of a rail-mounted program include the ability to camouflage the missiles amidst commercial rail traffic, unlike more conventional silo-based nuclear missiles, which can be more easily located and targeted. Joel says, Actually, due to the size of missile rail cars, they cannot be easily camouflaged and are not, because they don't need to be. Ballistic missiles, including our own, cannot effectively find and hit a moving target such as an adversary's truck or rail-mounted missiles, since it takes at least 20 minutes from time of launch until arrival on target. The U.S. purposely keeps all our missiles in silos so they can be vulnerable to attack, and we have never demanded the banning of mobile ballistic missiles in any disarmament treaty. I should note here that the Global Strike Missile Program is a program designed to take the nuclear warheads off of our existing nuclear missiles and replace them with conventional missiles as a sort of reach-across-the-globe Tomahawk missile delivery strike. But that, too, still takes 20 minutes to deliver, so it's not an effective strike capability against mobile missile launchers. This is why both China and Russia are focusing heavily on road mobile or rail mobile missile systems. They're very hard to find and hit effectively. All right, back to the story. Continue the quote. The fact that Russia decommissioned the last of its rail-based missiles 8 years ago, but is now restarting the program, again suggests that Russia is embarking on a nuclear-armed buildup, Joel says. Russia may have claimed to dismantle their rail-based missiles, but that's unlikely. Russia never takes a rocket out of service without putting refurbished warheads on a new missile and keeping them in secret storage. Easy to do now that Russia has canceled any inspections by U.S. personnel, which never were allowed to see everything in Russia. As for the supposed danger of the Global Strike missile system to Russia, this is another red herring. The U.S. is proposing replacing nuclear warheads on some Minuteman missiles or sub-launched missiles with a conventional warhead to use as a kind of super drone strike. What a waste of missiles. And that is precisely what it is intended to do, reduce even further our nuclear launch potential. A conventional warhead would be even less likely to take out a moving target like rail mobile missiles. Moscow is also launching a second Bore-class nuclear-powered submarine, the Alexander Nevsky, which has just completed sea trials. The trials were suspended in September following an unsuccessful launch of a submarine launched Bulava ballistic missile from the submarine. After a successful test in October, Russia decided to make it operational. The Bore-class... Sorry, I've got something stuck in my throat here.
Well, I think that what Andrew is saying is basically that both China and Russia are preparing for a nuclear war. Now, the average American can't really believe that this is a factor. We live such a wonderful, protected life here, so prosperous, many benefits. And yet, of course, people do not understand that World War III is planned long ago by the same people who created World War I because they wanted to bring about a world government through the League of Nations. They planned World War II so because they wanted a world government headed by the United Nations. And people have forgotten and most people never really understood that we financed the Nazis all both before and during the Second World War. We helped tens of thousands of the Nazis escape to South America following the war in Operation Paperclip, brought them here in the United States. We helped them to get to South America in the Rat Line, come to the United States in Operation Paperclip, and even Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape along with so many of his other top Nazis. And the average American doesn't understand World War II that killed 60 million people. Well, we have funded both sides of that war, just as I fear we're going to be funding both sides of the war that's coming, the ultimate war to plunge the world into a world government. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. Thank you. And I'm afraid that we really are building up the best enemies that are possible. This build-up of the Bore-class nuclear-powered submarine that we reported on a couple weeks ago is considered by our own U.S. Navy as a sort of black hole out there. It is so quiet. The Russians really are getting much better at their submarine capabilities. But additionally, on the land-based missile front, the Russians are developing their missile force considerably there. According to RIA Novosti, quote, 22 land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles will next year be added to Russia's nuclear arsenal, President Vladimir Putin said Wednesday. End quote. Joel says, Russia used to do 3 new missiles per year, so the pace is picking up considerably. Meanwhile, the U.S. has no intention of building any more intercontinental ballistic missiles. According to U.S. official estimates, Russia currently deploys an estimated 326 ICBMs, with approximately 1,050 warheads. But that doesn't count all the missiles and warheads being kept in secret underground bunker systems like Yamantau Mountain, which the U.S. has never been allowed to inspect. Continuing the RIA Novosti quote, According to the recent State Duma Defense Committee report on the draft federal budget for 2014 to 2016, Russia plans to increase annual spending on nuclear weapons by more than 50% in the next 3 years. The Defense Ministry earlier announced plans to retire most of its outdated SS-18 Satan, SS-19 Stiletto, and SS-25 Sickle, Topol ICBM, and replace them with SS-27 Sickle B, Topol M, and RS-24 Yars missiles by 2021. Russia has also deployed 4-ton mobile Iskander M missiles in Kaliningrad, north of Poland. It's a violation of the INF Treaty and is designed to carry nuclear warheads to a range of 400 kilometers, 250 miles, and fly in a quasi-ballistic trajectory to confuse missile defense systems. Putin denied this week that Iskander missiles are in Kaliningrad, but the U.S. knows better, so they choose not to challenge Russia. Well, it's pretty scary considering these two stories about Russia and China. These two monsters will continue to grow over the horizon, and we will continue to watch out for them here at the World Affairs Brief. Unfortunately, we have some homegrown monsters as well. The next story is about the latest on the spying front. Google is claiming to be against NSA spying, but when you do a Google search for 2013 top search terms, the name of Edward Snowden doesn't even show up. How can that be? Joel asked. It looks like Google is still fronting for government, in his opinion. He says, I've also noticed that Google News seems programmed to exert bias against alternative medicine of any sort. They push stories attacking vaccine critics and headline any negative stories about vitamins, natural therapies, and organic foods. And GMO foods, I would add. How they aren't effective. And yet they always announce the latest drug claims uncritically. Google is obviously in the establishment's pocket. More highly publicized this week was the ruling by a federal judge saying that NSA spying is quote-unquote likely unconstitutional. Joel says, why only quote-unquote likely? Why not come out and say it plainly? It is unconstitutional. The UK Guardian noted that, quote, Edward Snowden welcomed the court ruling on Monday that declared the bulk collection of Americans' telephone records to be a likely violation of the U.S. Constitution. Joel inserts, sadly, the purpose of this soft ruling wasn't to stop the spying, but to push the issue to the Supreme Court. Judge Richard Leon declared that the mass collection of so-called metadata probably violates the Fourth Amendment relating to unreasonable searches and seizures, and was, quote-unquote, almost Orwellian in its scope. He also expressed doubt about the central rationale for the program cited by the NSA, that it is necessary for preventing terrorist attacks. The government does not cite a single case in which analysis of the NSA's bulk metadata collection actually stopped an imminent terrorist attack, wrote Leon, a U.S. district judge in the District of Columbia. Given the limited record before me at this point in the litigation, most notably the utter lack of evidence that a terrorist attack has ever been prevented because searching the NSA database was faster than any other investigative tactic, I have serious doubts about the efficacy of the metadata collection program as a means of conducting time-sensitive investigations in cases involving imminent threats of terrorism. Leon granted a preliminary injunction sought by plaintiff Larry Klayman, Joel inserts, who is the head of Judicial Watch, a conservative public interest law firm, continue the quote, and Charles Strange, concluding that their constitutional challenge was likely to be successful. In what was the only comfort to the NSA in a stinging judgment, he put the ruling on hold pending an appeal by the government, end quote. Joel says, why put the ruling on hold? Because the judge doesn't intend to stop this, only push it up to the Supremes, who will likely uphold it. Notice that the NSA refused to provide any specific evidence of what they are collecting, leaving the courts to guess. The courts have the power to demand discovery and could have forced the NSA to admit that they spy on content as well as metadata, but the courts are complicit in this. So I'm not enthused about the possibilities of anything coming from this ruling, except for the tiny moral victory of this ruling. Another judge, this time a Clinton appointee, lambasted the administration for trying to exclude a memo on foreign aid from an FOIA request. McClatchy News has that story. Quote, chastising what she called, quote, the government's unwarranted expansion of presidential communications privilege at the expense of the public's interest in disclosure, U.S. District Judge Ellen Seal Huvel ruled the Presidential Policy Directive on Global Development is not exempt from FOIA. The government appears to adopt the cavalier attitude that the president should be permitted to convey orders through the executive branch without public oversight, to engage in what is in effect governance by secret law, Huvel wrote. This is an important case. As Huvel noted, it's the first time an administration sought to apply the executive communication privilege to an executive directive. The administrative legal posture, Huvel declared at various times, was, quote-unquote, limitless and unbounded, end quote.
Hold that thought, Andrew. We're going to be back in just a moment after this advertisement, and then we'll be right back with Andrew Skousen from World Affairs Brief.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault honors the fighting men and women of our military and all of the veterans who have gone before you. We salute you and thank you for your sacrifice. We understand that freedom comes with a price. Our prayers go with you and your family. Stay safe, stay strong. May God bless America. This military tribute from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715.
To bring home the biggest Christmas tree, you better have the right trucks. The Ram lineup, with best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, best-in-class 7,320-pound payload, best-in-class towing capacity of up to 30,000 pounds, and best-in-class 25 miles per gallon highway. They're the hardest-working trucks that might just pull off a holiday miracle. Come get some of the best deals of the year at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2014 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 engine for $199 a month for 27 months with $2,719 due at signing. Tax, title, and license extra. 350 3500 pickups. Available Cummins diesel. Payload based on available 6.4-liter gas V8. Based on Ram 3500 Tradesman ST regular cab dually when properly equipped. EPA estimated 25 mpg highway based on V6 4x2. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 22,500. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 1-6.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Andrew Skousen. I think it's important for you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this whole discussion of the CIA and collecting telephone numbers is simply a cover. They are actually, NSA are doing this. This is simply a cover. They are listening to your telephone calls. The NSA works with the CIA, works with the FBI. They also work with British intelligence. And for many years, British intelligence has been monitoring all of the telephone calls here in the United States. They do electronically. They have it on discs. And they listen to by computers. Keywords come up, and they have people listen to them. We do the same thing in England. You see, it's illegal for British intelligence to listen to their telephone calls. So the CIA or our intelligence agents listen to the telephone calls in England and throughout the world and other areas. And they're all recorded. So they know everything going on, so there can be no opposition to this little clique that runs our government and is intent on using America's power to bring about a world government. Now, they claim we never listen to anybody's conversations, certainly without a warrant. And they're simply lying. You remember with General Petraeus? General Petraeus was the chairman of the Defense Department. He was the chairman of the Central Intelligence Agency. And the FBI was listening to all of his telephone conversations, found out that he was having an illicit sexual affair. And when the episode came up concerning the election in November of last year and all the voting irregularities, that they stole the election and gave the votes to Obama, why, of course, rather than discuss that, they break the story of General Petraeus. But nobody ever asked, where did they have a warrant to listen to General Petraeus' telephone calls? Of course not. They listen to the telephone calls on everybody in government, so they will have material on them, and then when they want the politicians or the Supreme Court justices to vote a certain way, they let them know that they have the information. And that's how the system really works, ladies and gentlemen. But you're not going to get that from the major media. Well, I guess this morning is Andrew Skousen, World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Andrew, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and then how they get the book that your dad has put together on strategic relocation and building a safe room and building a safe home so that people will be protected or will be able to look after themselves during the very difficult times that lie ahead. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The best way for people to contact us or to get these materials is to log on to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com. That's all one word with an S on affairs, worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a big button to sign up for the brief. It's a modest fee for a year. I think it's $35 for a year's subscription. You get a brief come to your email box every week. You also get access to all of the prior briefs, so you get analysis from Joel on just about any event in the past 20 years. There's also a link there to our second website, joelskousen.com. joelskousen.com lists all of the works by Joel currently, including the most popular book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And that book highlights all of the threats that we foresee facing us in the U.S. and in North America, and then goes through and list state by state and also area by area geographically what some of the problems are with each area and where within each geographic part of the U.S. and Canada are some safer places. Once people have worked out a strategy for themselves about how to relocate, they should probably get one of our other books, such as The Secure Home, which is a 700-page book listing everything about securing a house and preparing it with alternate energy systems for hard times and crises. If people just want to do something on a smaller scale, they can get our book, The High Security Shelter. This has do-it-yourself plans and instructions for remodeling a room, preferably in a basement, for all of the security aspects and some basic alternate energy systems to protect yourself and your supplies during the very likely now coming war with Russia and China, as well as other threats that can affect us. So all of those books can be instrumental in helping people, really build up their preparations and protect their preparations from social unrest and other confiscatory schemes that we expect will be coming about in the U.S. during these times of difficult times. Now, if you would like to can also call you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
That's right, at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can get other strategic book on strategic relocation or rebuilding a safe home or building a safe room, and they're among our best sellers. We recommend that you get the information, you start making your preparations, because, of course, the people who really run the world want another major war, hoping that that is going to bring about this one world government that they cherish. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we just noted a case of a federal judge calling the administration's posturing toward keeping their laws secret as a cavalier attitude. Joel says, this, of course, is more than a mere cavalier attitude. It is the emergence of an all-knowing and all-powerful police state, and it is done in collusion with the mainstream media. The Nation had the story about how everyone cringed during the favorable treatment CBS 60 Minutes gave the government during their quote-unquote investigation of NSA spying last week. Quote, the decline and fall of 60 Minutes has been a long time coming, but now it is nearly complete. Tonight's whitewash of NSA and bonus slam against Edward Snowden, hosted by longtime FBI police NSA propagandist John Miller. It's got something to offend everyone. All that's missing is an NSA drone delivering a package of listening devices to an agent in the field. The response on Twitter and elsewhere on the web was swift and savagely negative. Glenn Greenwald tweeted, quote, 60 Minutes forgot to ask about how James Clapper and Keith Alexander routinely lied to Congress and peace accords. Just ran out of time, end quote. And, quote, 60 Minutes producer gushing about his NSA access. It was like Star Trek. My favorite room was the Black Chamber, end quote. Joel says, you know the NSA is behind this propaganda when they allow the reporter and staff into their secret spy sanctuary to wow them with the technology so they'll give a glowing report. Continuing the quote, from other key media observers, David Itzkoff of the New York Times, quote, NSA doing great job. NSA says, 60 Minutes, end quote. Ryan Lizza of the New Yorker, quote, wow, the 60 Minutes piece about the NSA was just embarrassing. Kudos to the NSA communications staff. You guys should get a raise. Jeff Jarvis, quote, for shame, past 60 Minutes, for shame. CBS just bragged that John Miller is the ultimate insider. Yes, he just demonstrated that, end quote. Joel inserts, during this TV show, we got an actual glimpse of how government frontmen are controlled from behind the scenes. I'm sorry, this isn't an insert. That was the end of that story.
Hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tri-Property Management in Greeley asks everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference that directly affects someone's life. Be a part of something great. This message from Tri-Property in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit TryPlacesToLive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're the final segment here on this week's World Affairs Brief. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Doc. Well, during an interview, we're discussing the 60-minute investigation into the NSA. And during the TV show, we got an actual glimpse of how government frontmen are controlled from behind the scenes. During the interview with NSA Director Keith Alexander, Alexander had to pause and ask a group of handlers off camera in the shadows if he could answer the question. Paul Joseph Watson of PrisonPlanet.com covered this, quote, "One of the more jaw-dropping moments to emerge out of 60 Minutes' profile piece on the National Security Agency yesterday was when NSA Director Keith Alexander had to ask permission from an apparent superior on whether or not he could answer a question. The report, headed by John Miller, himself a former FBI and National Intelligence official, was basically a soapbox for the NSA to downplay its malfeasance in light of the Edward Snowden revelation. Did the NSA actually find a foreign power that had identified this capability and discussed using it offensively? Miller asked Alexander at the 2-hour, 45-minute mark in the clip above. Alexander is about to speak, but then turns his head toward what Miller describes as a, quote, crowd of people in the dark, and states, I need time out on that. According to Miller, Alexander then asks this group of people, can I answer that? Bear in mind that Alexander is, supposedly, the highest-ranking individual in the National Security Agency, and moreover, a four-star general. Alexander is also chief of the Central Security Service, CHCSS, and commander of U.S. Cyber Command. Why does he need to ask shadowy advisors lurking in the background if he can address the question? Joel says, because they control what he does, and he knows there will be consequences if he doesn't. Continuing the Prison Planet quote, Miller and his team said that a group of 20 quote-unquote minders would follow the reporters everywhere they went as part of the 60 Minutes interview and carefully monitor each individual interview they conducted with NSA employees. One interview clip features a woman in the background who states, please stop, back off, as another NSA worker begins to answer a question. Although Miller, himself a former associate deputy director of national intelligence, insisted that the NSA story would not be a quote-unquote tough piece, that's precisely what it turns out to be. Since virtually all of the assertions made by NSA employees, which justify mass surveillance, go unchallenged, end quote. Joel says, presidents are similarly controlled by globalists, usually CFR members, who are often on the National Security Council staff or among domestic advisors, such as Valerie Jarrett in the Obama White House. Joel says, that's why I cringe at all the conservative pundits out there that heap blame on Obama as if he alone is trying to turn this country into a Marxist haven. Yes, Obama did start out as a Marxist, but he sold out to the globalists when they offered him money, fame, and power, including the highest political office. Not only is he a willing puppet, but he has a list of blackmailable offenses a mile long they can use to control him. He is purely a figurehead now. Things won't change appreciably even when he's gone. Forget about all the false rumors about him manipulating events to give himself multiple terms. The powers that be can accomplish much more with a compromised Republican in office, such as Chris Christie would. Watch out for a compromised Republican in the next race. Of course, the real story is that the NSA is part and parcel to the emerging police state. NSA whistleblower William Binney makes that exact charge this week via Washington's blog. Quote, Bill Binney is the highest-level NSA executive who created the agency's mass surveillance program for digital information. A 32-year NSA veteran, widely regarded as a quote-unquote legend within the agency. Binney was the senior technical director within the agency and managed thousands of NSA employees. Last year, Binney held his thumb and forefinger close together and said, "We are like that far from a turnkey totalitarian state." But today, Binney told Washington's blog that the U.S. has already become a police state. Joel says, exactly right. Continuing the quote, "By way of background, the government is spying on virtually everything we do. All of the information gained by the NSA through spying is then shared with federal, state, and local agencies, and they are using that information to prosecute petty crimes, such as drugs and taxes. The agencies are instructed to intentionally, quote-unquote, launder the information gained through spying, i.e. to pretend that they got the information in a more legitimate way, and to hide that from defense attorneys and judges." So inserts. That is done for two reasons. One, they don't control all judges yet, mostly just the higher appellate and Supreme Court judges. Two, even compromised judges don't want to appear as complete lackeys to the government, so they demand that their collusion not be made obvious. Continuing the Washington blog quote, "The NSA also ships Americans' most confidential, sensitive information to foreign countries like Israel, the UK, and other countries, so they can, quote-unquote, unmask the information and give it back to the NSA or use it for their own purposes." Joel inserts, "It's appropriately called info laundering, just like the drugs the CIA imports for its own pipeline." Continue the quote. Finney told us today, "The main use of the collection from these NSA spying programs is for law enforcement," Joel inserts, "so that they can evade the requirements of the Fourth Amendment. But it's also much more than that. Espionage, economic spying, and building lists of dissidents like us." Continuing the quote, "These slides, which came from a Snowden leak showing a presentation about a secretive information-sharing program run by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration Special Operations, SOD, give policy directives to the DOJ, FBI, DEA, etc. on how to use the NSA data. In fact, they instruct that none of the NSA data is referred to in court because it has been acquired without a warrant. So they do a, quote-unquote, parallel construction and not tell the courts or prosecution or defense the original data used to arrest people. This I call a, quote, planned programmed perjury policy directed by U.S. policy enforcement. And, as the last one on one slide says, this also applies to, quote, foreign counterparts, end quote. We asked Binney a follow-up question. You say, this also applies to foreign counterparts. Does that mean that foreign agencies can also launder the info gained from NSA spying? He says, yes, it does.
We're out of time. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks very much for being with us, Andrew. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week. God
bless. Thank you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And although there are a lot of wonderful radio programs out there talking about what's going on today, few really take you into the background of the secret organizations working behind the scenes, and that certainly would be these groups that tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that have the strong spiritual backing there, and of course really do serve all Lucifer. There really are organizations that believe that Lucifer is the real leader of this world. They have an intense hatred of Christianity and of the Lord of the Bible, and they want to bring about one world government, one world monetary system, and certainly this one world religion. And when you begin to understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. So if you'd like to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations across the country, and as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We have it 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening, as well as this morning program, and then there's an expensive proposition for the afternoon and evening program. And you'd like to join with us in this epic effort to educate the public, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We'd like to finish up this year, or in the past, why many times Barbara and I have had to fund what's going on, and we put a great deal of our own money into maintaining this radio network. But if we think it's vitally important that the American people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the survival of Christian civilization, and there really are demonic forces here that want to alter our society. If you doubt it, certainly simply go to the website, certainly for the Trilateral Commission and trilateral.org. Look at the website, and there you'll see, of course, the three sixes and the upside down broken cross in their logo. They know exactly what this is about. We were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We do hope, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get it. We hope you'll get our talks on the New Age, and certainly on the other items which we talk about, and we have extensive 4-CD sets and DVDs and books. They're all available at radioliberty.com. Let me suggest you get them as gifts for other people. And if you'd like to give people as a gift my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, so they can really begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And believe me, they want to keep us diverted into all sorts of side issues, so the average individual will not understand what's going on and how the